Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pill this Thursday. I am your host, Winnell. I understand, I recognize that each day that we are here on this earth, we will be challenged, confronted, enlightened, and encouraged, but we must remember those things are to build us up in our relationship with God, help us in our obedience, and to build our faith, to help one another, because there's always a need of help out there, correct? And for us to learn our God's word, what are his statutes, his commandments, and for us to come in agreement of his word in our prayer life. I'm glad that you're able to join me today. I have a lot of stuff on my mind, and I'm just going to dump it down, hopefully organized, and you're able to follow me. And here at Just a Pill, we just have that option to talk about everything under the sun, right? So last week, I talked about the technology and the usage of technology, and I barely gave a quick glimpse of a part of the technology subject we talked about last Thursday had a lot to do with what I had seen in Enoch. So today we're going to look in the book of Enoch today to describe what this show is called, titled The Weapons of Mass Destruction. Yeah, so get on the seatbelt because we're going to go through this particular scripture just to open your minds and for you to begin to digest what is happening sometimes in the spiritual realm. Yes. Okay. So let's jump into it. Of course, you can call Just a Pill at 213-943-3794. 213-943-3794. The phone lines are open. And I am happy to hear your thoughts and your comments. So again, thank you for joining me today. So let's get into our show. So last week, we did talk about the effects of technology all across the board, which led me to telling you again about the book of Enoch, and particularly about the advancement and the progression of things that we are starting to see here on earth. Not to say that this is something new, but we recognize there's always some type of new updated version of the glasses that we had discussed, the Apple Watches, televisions, the Amazon, I'm listening to everything that you're doing on the low. And I actually saw an article about that. And all those things that are advancing, but of course, the physical ailments that it does cause. And that just led me to, with all this technology, what are the true intentions? So again, I'm coming to the book of Enoch, because the book of Enoch does talk about the advancement of things within the earth, but coming from the kingdom of God. Very interesting. And it goes beyond my understanding, and it does say in the Bible that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, but it's very interesting to see this particular snapshot from Enoch giving us a glimpse of what has happened in history, okay? So please follow me today, and I believe this topic is going to just enlighten you of what is possibly happening right now, okay? So let's get into Enoch. Now, you're not going to find the book of Enoch in your regular Bible. It is located in the Apocrypha. So I have a copy of the Apocrypha, which are different books within the, how do I describe this? It's books of others in the Bible, okay? Just going to keep it that simple. And instead of reading from the Apocrypha today, you can actually go online and download the Apocrypha. It's an app, but I actually downloaded the Book of Enoch just straight on my phone. And I will share that link with you in the description for the show today. I did read it into its entirety, so it doesn't take long for you to read it, but it's so much information that you're going to have to read it again and again just to digest, like, did that really happen? Yes. So, the Book of Enoch comes from a man in Genesis 5, Enoch. I'm going to take this slow, everybody. Okay. So if you look in verse 18 in the chapter of Genesis 5, it says that Jared lived in 162 years and begot Enoch. And I am reading from the King James Version. So begot means is that he had a son named Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. Okay? And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died, 21. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begot Methuselah, 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begot sons and daughters. This is our key verse coming up. Verse 23 says, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And verse 24 says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So 24 is saying, and you can look at different translations, is that Enoch not only walked with God, but he ascended to heaven. And another character in the Bible, which is a real person, obviously, was Elijah. He, too, had ascended to heaven, so he didn't die and go back to dust. He went to heaven, and there you go. Okay, so that's a first, I believed, big blinking spot, like, oh, so he ascended to heaven too? Okay. So now that we are looking in the Book of Enoch, we're going to see, which is absolutely amazing, what he saw in heaven. Okay, so there is a lot of information given onto Enoch, a lot of revelation. So if you can compare to John and the Book of Revelation, how he was able to see these different things, these things were shared to him by God. So it's the same exact scenario for Enoch. As he ascended to heaven, he was able to share a certain account or his witness for what God has showed to him, and it is available to us. So we're going to get into there because that's the topic of today's show. Of course, the weapons of mass destruction, okay? So, again, you can download this particular book on your phone, but I'm going to go ahead and read. Now, there are different books of Enoch, and what I mean by that, you can download the book, but it will look different from the other. Same words, of course, but looking a little bit different. So in this particular account, I am in Enoch chapter 8. And it says, and Azazel, who is an angel, taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and art of working them. So what it's saying is that this particular angel made known to men the different swords, knives, and shields, and breastplates on earth. Okay, so for understanding, and this is a part of reading comprehension, the humans on earth did not know about these swords, knives, shields, breastplates until this angel Azazel came and showed them. Okay, so I'm back to one, so I'm going to read it again. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them.
and bracelets and ornaments and the use of adamany and the beautifying of the eyelids, which is makeup, yes, and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And those arose much godlessness. And the people began to commit fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Okay, a huge mouthful, right? So we're going to break this down. So what this angel did, Azel, not only did he teach them weapons to use, but he also taught them how to put on makeup. I know, right? Interesting. So what happened is that what this teaching he had taught had led to godlessness, and the people began to really fornicate, which was, of course, against God's commandments. Okay? So let's read a little bit more. Verse 3, and led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. So here's another angel. Samjazah taught enchantments and root cuttings. Amoros, the resolving of enchantments. Barakwajal taught astrology. Kokabel, the constellations. Ezekiel, but it's not the Ezekiel, as we know, it's the prophet. It's spelled Ezekiel, the knowledge of clouds. Araquel, the signs of the earth. Shamshiel, the signs of the sun, and Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Okay, interesting. I know. So we see these particular angels, sometimes known as sons of God, if you look in your current Bible now, these angels had taught information from heaven to the humans, right? So this information that would appear to advance and progress humankind, right, actually led them to corruption, and it led them to murdering each other, because they began to what? Perish, right? And they cried, and they cried, went up to heaven. This is a part of Genesis. Genesis has so much information that you definitely have to take the time, and I mean, when I say time, it may take some years, months, to allow the Lord to show you the different layers of what is actually being said in even in the first book of Genesis, right? But in this scenario, when we're looking in Genesis 5 and talking about Enoch, and since he was ascended to heaven, he is literally understanding and receiving this information, this knowledge, this revelation, just like Daniel, like John, who wrote the revelations about what has actually happened, where men and women have all of this knowledge, okay? So I want to pause there, because I think it was so interesting that here are these angels giving forbidden information. And as we read earlier, not earlier, as we read later, we're going to see what was the light, the warning sign, the signal that set it off. Like, whoa, hold on here. I'm going to park right here, because I just want us to relate to this to now. There are exactly this, what? The astrology, there's the enchantments, there is the psychic readings. Let me break it down to layman's terms. There are the reading the future, pay me, as they're also known as mediums. There are the horoscopes that you read in, well, I used to read it in a magazine. I don't do that anymore after I was corrected. But, of course, you can go online and get that. Witchcraft, because when you're talking about root cuttings, okay. So we're starting to notice that this came from these angels, and it was not for our good. So that's why this show is called The Weapons of Mass Destruction, because these things that these angels had taught way back in the day, because we're looking at Genesis, and you have to go down the line or the lineage of Adam. It was not for us to prosper. It literally destroyed us, okay? So let's continue on. Yes. Let's continue on. When you look in chapter 9, here is the bulk of the matter, right? And I love it because it breaks it down. So chapter 9 states, after the men are perishing, they're crying out to heaven, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, they're the angels, okay, looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth, okay? That is key here, that here we have these angels looking like, what is going on here? And they notice the lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. Okay, we're going to stop there because we're going to break it down. The lawlessness is current even right now. Now, as you read the entire book of Enoch, you're going to see more things that are going to be appalling, but you're going to see how God punishes these angels, okay? We're going to keep that right there. That's another file that we're going to have to look, explore, and discover. We're just going to stick on the weapons of mass destruction, because these particular weapons, again, that these angels had shared to the people in Genesis has continued on, number one. Number two, it is getting very clear why God has given the type of commandments as he did, okay? And I thank him for the clarity and the revelation. But when you look in the Ten Commandments, you know, you see that God says, do not serve any gods but before me. He also goes on to say that later, do not listen to the mediums when you talk about Saul. And he goes to the medium to talk about what's going on with Samuel after Samuel had died, right? I'm giving you these glimpses within scripture because we see that God has told his people not to deal with these things, okay? Now, you're probably asking, well, why did he share this with Enoch, you know, about the astrology, about the enchantments? Well, as you continue on to read with Enoch, these angels were not supposed to tell the humans about all these things that were known in heaven. They get in some serious trouble, okay? And when you continue on to look about the consecration between God's people, even today, and what is happening in the world, it is the same thing. Because when you recognize this, and this is about, you're reading your Bible, when you look in Exodus and you look when he gets the people, the Israelites, out of bondage from Egypt, you're going to have to consider that they, meaning the enemy, Pharaoh's people, the Egyptians, were involved in these enchantments, because you recognize it when Moses goes up to Pharaoh and he said, look, let my people go. And all of a sudden, Moses starts doing these manifestations. Of course, his rod changing into a snake. And then here comes the Pharaoh's magicians. Their rods are coming to snake. So there is some type of power that Pharaoh had within his magicians. And the same with Nebuchadnezzar. When he had his magicians trying to tell him what the interpretation of his dreams were, they were trying to figure it out. You know, he had his astrologers. So, boom, when the dots begin to connect, we begin to see in the book of Enoch the weapons of mass destruction coming for these angels that were not supposed to tell the people because the people would perish. Crazy, I know. So, it is amazing to me how God will put this tiny seed of curiosity in you. And when that curiosity begins to ask questions and you're like, God, what's this about? Well, this is interesting. Show me. He will begin to reveal. That's why I started to ask the question about technology. That it appears to be all good, right? It appears that a car can drive by itself. I don't necessarily need to put my hand on the steering wheel. It can go off of my voice command. Here I'm telling this little speaker, Alexa, go do X, Y, Z. It feels good. It looks good. But I'm telling you, y'all, there is a motive behind it. I truly don't believe it is for the good that it proclaims and deceives us to be. And when I begin to ask these questions, and this is the example that I'm giving, I might be asking about technology, might want to ask about something else. But when I begin to ask the questions, he began to show me these things that were, in a sense, hidden. And when I say hidden, keep in mind, who knows about the Apocrypha? Okay, I've been a Christian since, well, for 14 years. Well, not 14 years. That's not the truth. I started when I was 14 when I believed that Jesus Christ was my Lord and Savior. But it wasn't until maybe 3 or possibly 4 years ago that I even knew about the Apocrypha. And the reason why I knew about the Apocrypha, because my husband was going to seminary school or he took a class, and they began to tell him about the Apocrypha. And that's how I found out. And then I found about these additional books that were outside of the 66 books of the current Bible that I have. All that I'm trying to show and model to you at this moment in time, it is so critical, according to these last days, that you begin to find and look for information yourself and not being so dependent on that pastor, on that preacher, on that prophetess, on that prophet. Look for yourself to receive confirmation. And you are going to be amazed of how God will start to reveal certain things to you. So I was amazed when I just stopped at chapter 8. Okay, that's why I had to read it again and again and again. And chapter 9 goes on about what else these angels were doing, okay, that were not righteous and holy to God. Yes, yes. So when we talk about the spiritual warfare that we are fighting, it goes so way back. And this is what Paul was talking about. There are evil spirits, okay, fallen angels that are in high places. Make the connection. This particular angel, Azazel, high places, okay, he was somewhere in heaven, okay, I know. I do not have enough time to even break this down. But I want you to know this. This is what we're fighting. This warfare is greater than we can imagine, okay? But because of God the Father, he is holy and righteous. He is not going to stand for it. He will not stand for lawlessness. And we can find it in Sodom and Gomorrah. There is this guy out there, and I'm just going to have to find him, who has a link, and he has a spiritual gift where with all the different scientific technology things that are happening, and some of that words or vocabulary, is, I have no clue what they're talking about. But he has the ability, given by God, of course, to break it down, to analyze it, and to give it in layman's terms where the ordinary, normal person could truly understand. And he and his wife are a team, and that is their job. They will literally just go with the spirit of discernment from the Holy Spirit, give interesting information about the things that are occurring now that occurred then 100 years ago. Is amazing. And like I said, he does have his own website. I will find it, but even listening to him, I said, wow. I just want you to also know this, that we are in the body of Christ, no doubt about it. But we will have a different operation in this body. So there's things that God's going to reveal to me that he may not reveal to you, or he's going to reveal some things to you that he may not reveal to me. But it's very important that we share the information to one another to help our brothers and sisters that might have been sleeping, that are not awake, that might be blinded in a certain area, that we're able to have that boldness and courage to go and let them know through the Holy Spirit, so they're just not walking blindly. Now, if they choose to walk blindly, that's on them. But I'm telling you right now, check out the book of Enoch. There is no way I have enough time to even dissect the book of Enoch. It would probably take me 12 shows to actually do it properly. But my point in telling you is that the mass weapons of destruction go beyond the nuclear weapons that we're going to see. Yes, I know I did say that. They go beyond, bearing of arms right now. We are dealing with some evil spirit powers that will try to make it look all good and dandy. Now, some of them don't. They will tell you, like, look, yes, I am worshiping the darkness and I'm a Satan worshiper. But there are those who will say, and I don't know if you've seen those outer codes, that they're a good witch, really. They have the ability to see certain things, but it's whose power are they under? That's the question. And if it's causing lawlessness in God's eye, it's not right. So in these last days, we're going to see all types of things, but it is so important. I just can't express it enough how you need the Holy Spirit to bring everything into remembrance and to guide you, to help you, to teach you, to navigate you through this walk, because we cannot do it by ourselves. So again, the mass weapons of destruction are real. It is not something anybody has fathomed or imagined. They are real, and they will go against the kingdom. Hallelujah. They will go against the kingdom of God. If he says they are unrighteous, if he says that it is not holy, if he says it is against me, that is it. Don't get caught up in this deception like, oh, it's not that bad. There's no way. How could God be so mean? Blah, blah. He is sovereign. Okay, you better check out Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. Please check out also Enoch. I just want you to go into this word, and I pray for those who sometimes may feel confused and a little bit intimidated by the word of God. When you're looking at your Bible, just ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation, to clarify, to break it down to you, and he will. Do not give up. Read the word for yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to pour into your heart. Let this word be the tree planted by the rivers of water. Do not allow Satan to intimidate you, to make you feel that you cannot understand. Because what you're going to understand is literally going to blow you away. All right, y'all. I will talk about mass weapons of destruction again next week, just so we can go in a little bit more, so we can see what did God do with these particular angels. Here we have some great obedient angels such as Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, and we do see them in the book of Daniel. But we also want to know what happened. Y'all, this is better than a sitcom. I'm telling y'all. Anyway, be blessed, and I'll see y'all next week. Bye.